WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Alice Walker says that she wrote her new novel, Possessing the Secret of Joy, as a duty to her conscience as an African-American woman. Her 1982 novel, The Color Purple, won the Pulitzer Prize and the National Book Award. Book critic John Leonard has a review of Walker's new book, Possessing the Secret of Joy.
Alice Walker always has her own agenda, and sometimes this agenda isn't mine, and so I get tired of her bullying. Moreover, in the service of any of her many causes, she is also inclined to bully her characters. Except in my favorite among her books, Meridian, her novel about the civil rights movement, she seems to have preordained the behavior of these characters. They will do what she tells them to, or they're out of the picture. After her last novel, The Temple of My Familiar, I decided she wasn't writing for me. And that's all right. Lots of writers don't. Nobody makes me read them. I say all this as preamble, because I sat down to Possessing the Secret of Joy, suspicious and defensive. I had my immediate doubts about a novel dedicated to the blameless vulva. I found myself resisting for almost 50 pages this story about female circumcision. No, female circumcision is too kind a term. Genital mutilation is what happens to Tashi. And I read on, horrified and spellbound. It seems to me now, in a kind of daze, that Possessing the Secret of Joy can only be described as a Holocaust novel. These things actually happen. They are beyond comprehension. To make art about them is a kind of insult. And yet art may be the only way we can get from mourning to healing, as if beauty itself were the ultimate revenge on the monstrous. You may remember Tashi, or Evelyn, the name she took when she married Adam, the American missionary to the African Olinka. Tashi made brief appearances in The Color Purple in The Temple of My Familiar. Possessing the Secret of Joy is an account of everything that happened to her before, during, and after those novels. And clitorectomy is, if not the least of it, nevertheless just a single item in a long list of physical and psychological depredations. And yet nothing about this Tashi is preordained. As she discovers herself, she is a continuing surprise. And this discovery is a splendid exploration, on three continents, into memory, and history, and myth. Not only are African rituals and Dogon creation myths evoked, a patriarchal god whose behavior cannot be quoted on family radio, but Cleopatra, and Nefertiti, and Jungian analysis, too, not to mention Freud's totems and taboos. A white-haired Carl Jung himself shows up personally, in Switzerland, for some boating and some art therapy with Tashi. An astonishing whimsy, considering the nature of her secret wound, her nightmare visions of the tower and the termites and the rooster, the traumatic memory of a murdered sister. We spend time as well in Paris and in America that Tashi, somewhat to her own surprise, finds that she loves. There is a good black man, poor Adam, and a good white woman, Lisette, who is French, and several points of view, all of them compelling. But mostly, there's a madness that will end in death. When we first meet Tashi, she's on trial in Africa for murder. I won't tell you who she is supposed to have killed, nor whether she really did it. But she's blameless, like the vulva, although almost nobody else is. Alice Walker has taken as an epigraph for this cry of rage what she calls a bumper sticker. And what it says is this. When the axe came into the forest, the trees said, "The handle is one of us."
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Possessing the Secret of Joy by Alice Walker. She'll join us for an interview next week on Fresh Air.